Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? I'm Mike Sempervivi, welcoming you to Wrestling Observer Live. We are here with you every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and replays on Saturdays here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Rush Channel 93, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network. Tune in, iHeart, iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, we just want to say thank you for making us the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program in the world. Ha-ha! Fooled you. I know some of you expected Brian Alvarez and I to be back on the saddle today, together, hanging out, like riding a tandem bike. But no, didn't quite happen. Weather. I don't know if you're a Family Guy fan, but if you are, there's an episode where Stewie is describing song chords on the guitar and relating them to weather. And if you are a fan and have seen this episode, there's like an E minor blowing in where Brian is. It's like sideways rain and cold and all that stuff. And when you have a 10-month-old, your number one goal is don't get them sick. So Boss Man is trying to avoid that. He's likely on the road as we speak right now, so he will be back tomorrow. We will try this all over again. Open line Fridays. I believe Dr. Luch is going to be with us, but we got another doctor that's actually going to be on here today. Dr. Keith Lipinski is going to be joining me at the bottom of the hour, talking about AAW and their reach into LaSalle, Illinois, opening up there, as well as his experiences this week as Raw blew into Chicago. He got a chance to go to that show, so I want to talk to him about that. Also going to be coming up later on, as he does every Thursday, the editor-in-chief of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Mr. Dave Meltzer, is going to be on. And if you want to join me before I talk to them, you can do so, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Give me a call or hit me up on Twitter, at SemperVivi. A real topic of focus today is so much has happened, but I am interested in as to whether you want to see this UFC show, which is coming up Friday night. Doesn't seem like a lot of people are talking about it. Ronda Rousey certainly is not. Are you interested? Let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Mike Sempervivi here flying solo with you today. Brian Alvarez will be back with me tomorrow on Friday. You know, I don't think I ever actually wished anyone a happy holidays on Monday, did I? After we missed those couple of days. All your Christmases were merry. Where are we at here? Happy 6th day of Hanukkah. 4th day of Kwanzaa. Ujamaa. Yeah, didn't think I knew about that. Man of the people, here for everybody. Everybody. If you want to call in, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, at SemperVivi. If you don't already, give Sports Byline a follow as well, at Sports Byline. I'm here. The UFC show's coming up tomorrow. That's here. We had weigh-ins and everything. Not sure if Ronda Rousey is going to be around. I think she's going to show up to fight. I mean, she's showing up for the things that she has to, I think. We'll find out. If you're listening to this show live right now, cool. If you're listening to it on replay, I guess you're already going to know. There's going to be a ceremonial weigh-in today at, I believe, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, at the MGM Grand out there in Las Vegas. The ceremonial weigh-in, this is the one where the fans get to come in, the media is there, they do the little face-off, they jump on the scale, but it's all for cameras, it's all for the fans, it's all for the people. They did the actual weigh-ins this morning. And Ronda Rousey stormed out there, she got on the scale, first person, by the way, stormed out there, gone on, as fast as she was on, as fast as they said 135, she was off and gone. I guess she doesn't have to show up for the ceremonial weigh-in today. I think it would kind of probably be nice. For the face-off, she showed up, stormed out there, ran away. For the weigh-in, this is what she's done. She's not doing any media. She's pissed off at the media. She's pissed off at the fans. I think everybody's abandoning her since she lost to Holly Holm. Like everybody was just sitting around waiting for Ronda to fail so we could all point our fingers and laugh at her. And some people did. In a way, I kind of did. It was really more about her attitude leading into that Holly Holm fight, and I'm a Holly Holm fan. It's not that I'm not a Ronda fan or anything like that. It's not like I care who wins or loses. Nobody's paying me. I'm not getting any dividends off of this deal. So, you know, if fights happen, I just want the fights to be good as a fight fan. But I thought her attitude on leading into that show, I could tell. Obviously, there was something going on. I don't know what it was. You know, people were talking about her relationship with Travis Brown. They were talking about her relationship with her mother, and I'm sure that her mother came out and publicly spoke out against her coach, against Edmund. She had a lot of stress on her. There was a lot of media. She was getting pulled in a lot of different directions, and and she just really was nasty. I mean, she was nasty. And there's a Holly Holm fan. It's not like good. It's like the prime Tyson, when Ruddock, kind of landed the shot on him. Forget about even when he lost, but like when people would land a good shot on Tyson, you know, there's still that, you know, hey, good. You know, you can't be a prick to everybody all the time. And that's kind of what Ronda was leading into that fight. And now she's even more of one. So I got to admit, I kind of got a good laugh when Holmes put her down, but I didn't see like mainstream media doing that. And I'm certainly not mainstream media. And I'm certainly not even the UFC media talking head on a radio show. I'm not Dave Meltzer. I'm not out there scribing away. I'm not a journalist. I'm a journalist like Bobby Heenan's a journalist, a broadcast journalist. Like Heenan. Not like Frank DeFord or Dave Meltzer or Ariel Helwani or any of these other people. Well, she's not dissing Frank DeFord, obviously, but, you know, Ariel Helwani, Dave, John Morgan, all these other people that are covering this fight. She's dissing all them. She's called out the fans. Did that many people really get on her? Did they really bag on her after that loss to Holm? Sounds kind of like an excuse. So maybe she needs that to keep herself driven, I guess. I don't know. I just think the whole thing is kind of ridiculous. It really is. And I don't know if this fight's going to do really well or not. I can see this actually doing like 350,000 buys. Which is what she did for the fight against like Sarah McMahon. I think 375. I could see that for this fight. 450,000 that she did for Liz Carmouche, probably about there. But a million? No way. They haven't even advertised this thing correctly. This whole show is, forget about Ronda for a minute. This show feels like a pro wrestling, an old pro wrestling territory that is changing bookers. And I guess that's sort of the case with WMG, IME, or wherever it is taking over, WME, IMG, taking over. I guess that's sort of what it's like, but it's just so weird. The whole show feels weird. Ronda's not doing media. She's not selling the event at all, which it desperately needs because it's taking place on a Friday night. And nobody's got any clue that it's taking place on a Friday night. They have advertised it incorrectly in some circles for being on Saturday night, which makes it even worse. You got Cody Garbrandt and Dominic Cruz, who apparently got into a fight in the hallway, or at least their teams got into a fight in the hallway today during the weigh-ins at the MGM Grand. This was not caught on camera, to my knowledge. I'm sure that there are UFC cameras for embedded or whatever it is that caught this. I haven't seen any footage if it's out there yet, but you have those two fools going at it, this is one of those things where people, I think, are surprised. I know Brian is like, man, Dominic Cruz is really selling this fight and people just aren't jumping on. I think people are looking at this as kind of just, there's a trashiness aspect to Garbrandt and Cruz, especially with what they pulled off on Fox. I know a lot of people love that, but I think that can also have some ill effects sometimes too. And when you're not interested in something, and you're kind of like not really all that invested in it, into it, and nobody else is doing anything to kind of help you get invested into it. If you see that, it can just be either a turnoff or it can just be a reason for you just to continue to forget about it. So it's just two dudes cursing at each other. Great. It's, you know, I don't know if everyone thought that was as great as some others did. You know, Johnny Hendricks is on this show once again missing weight after a bizarre presser yesterday, where he rambled about and challenged, you know, said, hey, no problem, I got no problem making weight, except for he didn't, and challenged the media to lose 20 pounds by a media day predicted into the future. He did a Marshawn Lynch impression. It was bizarre, and then he comes out today and loses and misses weight. You got Mike Goldberg, who's been on the chopping block for like a month. His duties officially come to an end, for those who hadn't heard that. Yes, Mike Goldberg gone as the play-by-play man for the UFC. He's been there since December 21st, 1997. The Ultimate Japan Show was his first show. Gone. It's just such a weird, weird feeling show. And it's not an awful one. You know, got a Jerry Richards on Twitter. Said, absolutely, still interested. Kane versus Verdum being scratched from the card hurts a bit, though. And that's another thing for those who are unaware. Kane Velasquez and Fabricio Verdum, which, you know, pretty good on paper, you know, as far as a semi-main event goes, or as a, you know, third down on the card goes, seems pretty good, except Kane talked about how banged up and how hurt he was, and how the fact he was using CBD oils and to try to ease the pain. It's the only thing that's helping, and Nevada had to pull him. He just didn't have any choice. Start talking about how tore up you are before a fight. Even though a doctor cleared him, they went ahead and pulled him just for precautionary reasons. Just adding to the pure ridiculousness of everything that's taken place. Just a bizarre show. Just an absolutely bizarre show. And I do wonder how much interest there is in this, because it doesn't seem to be a whole lot on our site right now. We'll see what happens. You know, I've seen ESPN overnight. I don't see all the talking head shows or all the media and video wrap-up shows, so I don't know. But overnight, you know, the fight's been mentioned because it's Ronda. But then they also mention she's not doing media, and it kind of goes away again. They don't really talk about anything else. They don't have much time left here. But 24 hours away on a non-traditional night. Who knows? I'll ask Dave Meltzer about it, Wrestling Observer Newsletter Editor-in-Chief, when we come back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
My wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Mr. Announcer Man got it half right. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez will be back tomorrow. Here with me right now, the editor-in-chief of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. New copy of which, dated January 2nd, is out right now for subscribers of WrestlingObserver.com, Mr. Dave Meltzer. Dave, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Doing great. I don't know if you had a chance to hear any of what I was talking about earlier on in the show, but this UFC 207 show taking place tomorrow night, this feels like a old wrestling promotion which is going through a promotional upheaval, and a new booker came in, and some old guys are still here, and it's going to be some guys last night's going out. It's just it feels really weird and messy. How does it feel to you after the weigh-ins this morning, which were also a little bit messy?
I think that everyone kind of feels like that this show did not end up being anywhere near, as far as like excitement level, what it was expected to be. And, you know, if the number turns into, you know, anything under 700,000, I feel that it's a real, you know, you learn the lesson that the star has to do promotion. If it does 700,000 and up, then perhaps not. But and you just never know. I mean, all I know is that historically Ronda Rousey's numbers are always higher than I expect. You know, and that's actually unusual, but she always does. So, but I don't feel it being big. I think that her year, there's just a lot of things. It could have been gigantic, but there's just too many forces going against it, and a lot of it's Ronda. I mean, in the sense of not promoting the fight, and even the whole year, just the whole actions of the whole year, I think that there's a lot of bloom left of her rose. If she wins the championship, she'll get some of it back. If she wins in like 30 seconds with an armbar, she'll get all of it back. So we'll have to wait and see. But it could be the end of an era. It could be her, you know, it could be her last fight. And if you want to get, you know, really be honest about it, that you would really have a hard time coming up with anyone in the history of the UFC, as far as a fighter goes, that was more important to the history of the sport. Because, you know, a lot of people were there and they were big, and Conor was a huge star, but Conor didn't, you know, essentially create new divisions or anything like that, or create an opening for dozens and dozens of women to get jobs, which Ronda did.
This people that are catching the replay are already going to know the answer to this, but we have to kind of guess leading into it. The ceremonial press weigh-in with the fans that takes place. I'm going to assume Ronda's going to show up to this. Will she show
Ronda's
up to this?
There. Ronda's going to be okay. Yeah. She'll be there. Whether she'll do even an interview, you know, with Joe Rogan or something, who knows? But I mean, she wouldn't talk to anyone this morning, and she hasn't talked to anyone all along for the most part. I mean, as far as press goes, she wasn't. She wasn't even on UFC Tonight last night, which surprised me, because that's an in-house show. Although they did have a clip of an interview that she did somewhere, you know, where she looked very unhappy and said she doesn't care what she looks like and she doesn't care how much money she makes, but all she cares about is winning this fight.
Well, what she looks like fighting-wise is really good. As you've been, you know, talking about, as hard as she's been training, she looked great. You know, that last fight against Holly Holm, she looked drawn. She looked awful. I mean, just there's no mincing words.
She was not in her best shape. And now that she's in her best shape, but she's in her best shape light. It's a different dynamic. You know, I mean, I've been around enough guys who get in that cardio mode. And they just feel so great going into the fight, and then all of a sudden they're in the fight and they're like 10 pounds lighter than they've been before, and they start to throw guys and they don't have the strength they used to have, and then guys are pushing them around that couldn't push them around before. There's a reason that that 135-pound women are usually in the cage at 148 to 153, 150, even when, you know, in that range, maybe even a little higher, and not 136, 137, which Ronda looks like she's going to be going in at, maybe 140 tops. But in a long fight, it could benefit her. In a long fight that's not a lot of pushing and shoving, it will benefit her. And because Amanda Nunes, you know, historically does get tired. So, I mean, there's ups and there's downs. You know, it's like when you go in there with a giant weight edge, if you've seen the guys when they try to cut 30 pounds and they rehydrate 30 pounds, they're usually really good for 3-4 minutes of the first round, and then after that it usually turns on them. So every one of these moves that you make has a plus and a minus, and you never know how it's going to play out in the fight.
Cody Garbrandt and Dominic Cruz, at least their people, got into it reportedly in the hallway during the weigh-ins this morning. Do you know anything more about that? And are they going to be the thing? Do we have to rely on them to in the last 24 hours here to spark something to try to push this thing over the top?
You know, I mean, the thing is yes. The answer is yes, and unless Ronda and Amanda Nunes do something at the weigh-in, and I think they will. You know, I don't know what it'll be, but the public weigh-in thing where those two face off will I think something may happen there, you know, because something needs to happen, and for one thing. But the as far as for Cruz and Garbrandt, I mean, it's like Cruz is doing an incredible job of promotion, but for whatever reason, he's Dominick Cruz. I mean, it's like you textbook of everything you should do right, and as smart as he is and as great a fighter as he is, he should be a big star, but there's no predicting who's going to be a big star. I mean, there's no absolute hard and fast rules on who's going to be a big star. And for whatever reason, I mean, he's had the exposure. He's on UFC Tonight, you know what I mean? But he's not a big star money-wise. I mean, he's a great fighter, a fantastic fighter. And it's there's not a reason why, but he's not.
Johnny Hendricks used to be a star. Now he cuts wacky promos in media scrums as he tries to cut weight, which he failed in doing. 173.5 pounds he weighed in at, forfeits 20% of his purse. Went on a weird little tirade yesterday, doing a Marshawn Lynch impression, complained, challenging the media to cut 20 pounds. Just kind of ridiculous, but Ariel Helwani actually dead-assed him, why don't you just fight at 185? He didn't seem to have an answer for that. Will UFC give him an answer?
The reason is because he knows at 185 he can't be a champion, and at 170 he can.
Yeah, but when is this out of his hands? Because now this is two or three in a row now.
It may be now. I mean, at some point Dana White has to go, you just can't make weight. I mean, the thing is that you can't miss weight twice in a row. And I mean, and it's not just twice in a row. I mean, it's like, you know, the time before he had the health issue with Woodley. So it's just become... I mean, if he can't keep his natural weight in the, you know, low 180s and make 170, then, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know what he ballooned up to in between. I don't know. I know other fights where he's been up at 210 and plus, and that's never a good sign. But yeah, he may be forced into it. There's been a lot of talk about retirement. If he loses this fight, I think there's a good chance. You know, unless his wrestling is totally on point, he's going to lose this fight. This is a fight he should win. I mean, the old Johnny Hendricks would beat Neil Magny. I mean, the way they match up, but we haven't seen the old Johnny Hendricks maybe since the second Lawler fight, maybe the first Lawler fight. I mean, that Johnny Hendricks was a killer.
Rising day one, leading into New Year's Eve. Had a chance to catch it last night. You know, I didn't get that full Pride K1 body buzz that I used to get. It wasn't too wacky or anything like that. What were your kind of your feelings on it?
I didn't watch most of it at all. I did watch some, which were just, I saw a bunch of quick finishes, but I actually haven't even looked and seen who's what's the final four.
It's Beruto. Mirko survived King Mo early. You know, King Mo tried his best, but just Mirko was too much for him and ended up hitting him with a left and kind of staggered him and put him down. So it's him. It's Beruto, who took no punishment against TK. He just kind of smothered him. Valentin Moldavsky, who just completely overwhelmed the Polish fighter, Bahor, I think his name is. Bahor was just overmatched. It's one of those things when Moldavsky didn't take any punishment, and he was just so much of a better skilled fighter that Bajor just almost got a miracle armbar, and then that was it. And then that Amir Ali Kabari fight against Heath Herring, I was ready for that to be very depressing, and what ended up happening was Heath Herring, being the old crafty veteran that he is, ended up surviving the first round and actually landing some good shots on Ali Kabari, putting him on the ropes, but Ali Kabari had just enough breath to make it through and end up winning the decision, but he ended up taking probably the most punishment outside of Mirko.
Yeah, well, if he had trouble with Herring, I think he'll have more trouble with Mirko. Just because I think Mirko is probably in better condition as a fighter right now, and Mirko also has had a lot of success against wrestlers. You know, if it comes down to that, Beruto is just a different animal. I mean, I don't know what, you know, I don't, you know, and again, TK's not really a test because he's 46 years old. I mean, Beruto's, you know, 397 pounds or something like that, and athletic as hell at that weight, but he's not a fighter, but he's just so freaking big that it's going to take... You know,
his will, and that's what it was with TK. Was just he, you know, it wasn't like he was really hurting him or anything. It's just what I guess it was like watching Chris Taylor. I guess sometimes at the Olympics with like a really small heavyweight, where you had Chris Taylor, where it was just like, what are you supposed to do with this guy? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mirko may be able to use footwork and ring savvy on him, but it's Baruto's just a, you just don't know anything about Baruto. I mean, he did destroy Peter Arts, or not destroy him, but he beat Peter Arts, and Peter Arts is more kickboxing experienced than Mirko. So, yeah, Baruto's been a real find for them. I mean, like, when they brought him in, you know, if you go like, oh, 6'7", 400-pound sumo guy, oh, my God, you know, what a freak show. But he's run through everybody, and he moves so well for his size. Like, he's, like, not so much modern-today pro wrestling, but, I mean, if he was around in, like, the 60s, this guy would have been like, you know, like the Gorilla Monsoon era. I mean, because he's so much more athletic than Gorilla Monsoon, and just as bigger. I mean, he would have been a freaking, you know, especially, you know, Eastern European and everything. He would have been a superstar.
Oh my God, yeah, the cult following he could have gotten would have been insane. And Dave, I know we're kind of pushed up against the break here as I hear the music coming on, so I want to thank you very, very much for joining me today. And everybody, you know, if you're not a subscriber to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, you should be. WrestlingObserver.com. Go up there and check that out. We will be back after the break with Dr. Keith Lipinski to talk about his experiences in Chicago at WWE as well as AAW here, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Mike Sempervivi here with you today. Brian Alvarez will be back tomorrow. It's more of a grappling Observer Live today. Talking about the UFC, talking about the Ryzen. Now it's time to talk about pro wrestling. What better person we could talk about pro wrestling with than Mr. Dr. Keith Lipinski. Mr. Dr. Keith Lipinski. because I was just looking to add some titles to you, brother. How are you, my friend?
You could add an Esquire to the end of that, Mike, so I can be Mr.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Kapelinski Esquire. So, and you could also add the first if you would like to. Mike, thank you so much for getting Brian sick with those bad trace of brownies that Josh Barnett had with his ham sandwich and allowing me to be on the show this week to talk about, of course, the big, huge AAW show tomorrow night at 115 Bourbon Street in beautiful Marionette Park, Illinois. It's a pleasure talking to you, my friend. I'm sorry we're not talking about grappling and cups of ramen noodles fighting each other like barbarians.
Well, we have known each other so long. I mean, we were doing a show way back when Josh Barnett got the first positive test for steroids that he had ever got. Not that this is steroids, of course. You know, it could be anything.
No. Performance PEDs, Matt. It could be a trace of ham that we're unfamiliar with. Because,
yes,
of course, Josh Barnett has that AXX money. So.
Yes, we used to do the old Peresu Power Hour radio show. We had Josh on. I said, Josh, you know, tell me about this. What about this, you know, deal with the UFC? They did. They said suspended you. You know, what about this test? He goes, they lied. I think we tried to press him a little bit more. Man, they lied. I didn't have anything else to really add to that, and I just went with Josh. And you know what, Josh? Good for you, my friend. But
he's consistent. I mean, you got to give him that. I mean, no one we're too busy sitting there saying, "Whoa, he failed the test." When really we should be admiring his consistency through the years, you know?
Damn right,
he has
exactly.
A gimmick, and he sticks with that gimmick, you know? Pro wrestling be strongest, blood be tainted, you know? It works out perfectly. I mean, we could talk about this, cup of noodles, grappling, MMA. I mean, I understand there's a UFC tomorrow night. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
I know. You don't want to talk about that nonsense. You want to talk about AEW, and I want you to talk about AEW. We're going to talk about AEW and the expansion into LaSalle and all of that sort of good stuff and the whatever mind control that people are using in Chicago on Kimberly to cause her to go so nuts, which I want to talk to you about, too. But you had a chance to go to the Raw show as WWE invaded Chicago. We saw Scarlett Bordeaux out there facing off against Nia Jax. Didn't know Scarlett was such a big fan of Sasha Banks. But for you as a fan and as a longtime fan of pro wrestling, forget about being in the employ of AEW, but as a fan, what'd you think about the show? And how'd you feel about the show as far as the Chicago scene goes?
I was very happy that on Tuesday night during 205 Live, exclusively on the WWE Network, there was a slight AAW chant. That made me very happy. It would have made me even happier if I was actually at the show. But myself and the young man, my son Gavin, we went to Raw on Monday night, and it was an interesting show. I mean, if you like the Braun Strowman, you would have loved the after show, but you know it's a long time. I got really excited for Neville becoming an even more angry person from Newcastle, which you know makes me thirsty for Newcastle ale. There were a lot of things that I enjoyed about the show, and the show definitely, even though it was 3 hours, did not seem any more than like 6 or 7. So it was fun. Chicago crowd. I mean, thankfully. You know, God bless the WWE writers, all 578 of them, because they at least came up with a cunning retort to the eventual CM Punk chant that I believe started in the second dark match when people got tired of watching Curtis Axel versus Titus O'Neil, and my son got tired of asking me, who should I be cheering for in this one, Dad?
You know,
eventually I feel that my son is going to ask me one day, Dad, what's the CM Punk chant all about? And then I think I'll talk to him for a minute, and he'll lose interest and throw a Roman Reigns style at me.
It's possible. I hope he doesn't. But you get a chance to take advantage of those crowds, because Chicago has got some good crowds, and you get a chance to take advantage of those like twice a month with AEW. And, you know, there's been, you know, you guys, PWG, AIW, we talked a lot about it on this show as far as, you know, promotions and indies that have established themselves and are really doing awesome things, and people need to pay attention to them. But you've got a show coming up on Saturday. On Friday night at Bourbon Street, where you usually run in right outside in Greater Chicago. I guess talk a little bit about that show and talk about the fact that you are now going to be running LaSalle, which I think on paper most people would look at it and go, well, it's like it's in a 90-minute radius. Why is this such a big deal for AAW? I mean, what is this good for? I mean, kind of just talk about what you obviously got coming up tomorrow, but also that show in LaSalle, because that's kind of a big deal. It is a branching out for you guys.
It is. It's a whole new territory, a whole new area for us, Mike. For a long period of time, Dreamwave Wrestling ran out of LaSalle, and LaSalle's about 90 minutes away from Chicago, but that's a far, far, far away area, you know, and they were used to a certain type of show. Now, the promoter there did a wonderful job for a number of years of establishing a wonderful building and a talent roster, and what we're going to be doing in there is bringing them the AAW experience, but still giving them pieces of what they were used to for Dreamwave. You know, this is a very heavy, you know, people looking for something to do. It's in the downtown of beautiful LaSalle. I haven't been to LaSalle maybe in, God, it's been a long time. The last time I was in LaSalle for a wrestling show, Mike, I believe the main event was Raven versus CM Punk. So, like, that will just basically date me incredibly there. But
wow.
I'm looking very forward to see how LaSalle crowd acts to AEW, because we're going to give them some of our top-fledged talent while keeping some of the Dreamwave names there. So it's going to be very interesting to see. And our first show, as you mentioned before, is next Saturday night with there's definitely going to be an AEW championship match. And the winner of tomorrow night's Sami Callihan versus Rey Fénix match will face, if Sami retains the belt, he will be facing John Morrison for the title. They previously faced at our Showdown show last August, and Sami Callihan lost to John Morrison. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there when we hit LaSalle. But if, let's say, Rey Fénix pulls up the big upset and defeats Sami Callihan, wins the AEW championship tomorrow night, he will go on in LaSalle to face former AEW champion Michael Elgin. So a lot of the stuff that happens tomorrow will sort of steer the course for what happens in LaSalle. Like, we're definitely going to try and have some continuity across both shows. And I think LaSalle will give us a chance also to test some things that we don't necessarily are able to test right now, because we've had such a marvelous 2016. I mean, it's been a fantastic year for AAW. I mean, it's just attendance-wise, it's been marvelous. In-ring quality has been tremendous. And, you know, it seems like we, though, at AAW, seem to be saying goodbye to a bunch of people. And then tomorrow night, we're going to be saying goodbye to some more. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because I've always sort of gone, Mike, with the Paul Heyman mentality. But when someone leaves, that just opens up a spot for someone that's very hungry. And I know you're hungry for those bootios, Mike, but you can't have any spots in AAW, buddy. So.
Oh, man. Now I'm hurt by that, because
I'm really looking forward to it. And also we're expanding backstage. This comedian Marty DeRosa will actually be our new backstage and also on screen interviewer. So I'm really looking forward to working with Marty.
He knows a little bit about the wrestling, right?
Yeah, he knows. He might. I don't know. Like, he just constantly hangs around Colt Cabana and counts money. So,
well, somebody's got to for him.
You know, so. You know, I'm curious to see what Marty brings to the table. I mean, it's a very exciting time. Tomorrow we have humongous matches with wonderful stories. We have, for the first time since the Windy City Classic last year, of November of last year, which sort of started our big role in ascension into mainstream America, we have Chris Hero going one-on-one with Pentagon Jr., and I'm just so excited and so pumped for that, Mike.
The matches on this show, Keith, are like they you have a good, like, Pentagon and Hero is something people have been anticipating for a long time. You have Drew Galloway is coming back with Jeff Cobb. I mean, there AR Fox and ACH, which for a lot of people will be the main event of that show for the Heritage title. I mean, you know, there is an incredible amount of balance there, and you still have Matt Riddle floating out there in the ether. Who's he going to face?
You'll find out, Mike, if you come to the show. I know you're checking up the Learjet right now. I bet Avery's sitting there putting some gasoline, getting the Molotov cocktails ready to spray across Ohio. But Mike, I can't give away the secrets on that. It's not like, are we on the air right now?
We are.
Okay, I'll tell you. We're totally you, happy. You know, the Japanese, that's the way to go. But
there's
no,
people
no,
who are actually sure. freaking out right now. Look, ladies and gentlemen, there was an actual cup of ramen noodles with dominatrix gloves and boots and red tights. So I don't know if it's Minowa Man underneath there, but there was an actual angry cup of ramen noodles at the Ryzen show. But there will not be that cup of noodles at the AEW show, right?
You don't think you can get here in time? You don't think we could sit there and fly AEW 1 on the Concorde to
hey,
Chicago?
Well, you're flying in enough of these other names, for God's sakes. You might actually have the money for that now with some of the names that are on these shows, for heaven's sakes.
You would think it would actually be easier for us just to have a Gulfstream right now. But you would think with the money that we're getting from our fine partners at Smart Mark Video and also the High Spots Video Network that we'd be able to afford wonderful Lear jets, bright lights, big city pretty ladies, and me, Dr. Keith. So, but no, Mike, sadly we have most of our people fly commercial, including our heavyweight champion, Sammy Callahan, who'll be facing Phoenix, and those guys have had a grudge over the last 6 months, including our Sarah Romero show from September, where Sammy Callahan actually ripped Phoenix's mask out. And what was funny about that is, so Phoenix is in the ring, you know, covering his mask, and of course his brother Pentagon's about to come in. And Pentagon, without a doubt, took the absolute slowest amount of time that he could to get to the ring. Like, as his brother's sitting there trying to cover his head, you would think that Pentagon, you know, I don't know where he was in the building. Maybe he was sitting there. Maybe he was in the bathroom for all we know. Like, you know, but as soon as his brother got a mask, you think someone would be out there right away with that. No, Pentagon just sort of leisurely took his time. Maybe there's some bad blood between the brothers, but we'll see. I mean, Pentagon, former AAW champion, Ray Phoenix, without a doubt one of the best talents in the country. Hey, and by the country, I mean, of course, North America right now, Mike. So.
It is one country. Hey, quickly, Keith, because I know we're running out of time here. What is Kimberly's problem? Because she beat up Heidi Lovelace after. I mean, what exactly is her deal right now?
I think it boils down to jealousy, Mike, because Heidi has been with AEW for a number of years now, and she was always thought of as being the girl in AEW. And a lot of it stemmed from our Windy City Classic event, where Kimber had a match against Mercedes Martinez for the Shimmer Championship, and Heidi came out sort of afterwards. And I don't want to say cost Kimber the match, but there was some bad blood heading into their matches in the Windy City Classic, and it just boiled over afterwards where Kimber viciously attacked Heidi. It's sort of a case of, you know, two best friends trying to get the same goal in life and to be the queen of AEW without having a nice sash or a Miss Madness sash.
You know, I know what that's like, because I remember how you stepped over me to get that job with AEW, just completely burying me 10 feet under the ground. But
yeah, but you look like you've done okay for yourself, Mike. I'm not going to sit there and brag. I mean, you're here without Brian, and I know, you know, in an hour or so you're going to do your adults-only phone talking show, so...
That's the fun one, but we won't talk about that right now. You'll need a subscription for that, the same way you will for AEW Pro Wrestling On Demand, which Dr. Keith will fill you in on when we get back from the break here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility or a school or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, 7 days a week, and we're live for 6-7, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Saturday's normally replay day for us. Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Dr. Keith?
Yo!
Tomorrow night.
That's it. Tomorrow night, 115 Bourbon Street. Tickets, $20. At the door, 9 quote-unquote matches, and so much more. Then more importantly, Saturday night, January 7th in beautiful LaSalle, Illinois. Tickets extra cheap. I think it's $10, $10 or $15 a pop. Definitely check us out because it is great wrestling. And for our on-demand, AAWOnDemand.com. Definitely like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at AAW Pro for the latest and greatest in AAW news. And Mike, thank you for having me on the show and allowing me to hit him with the Heim.
Anytime, my friend, absolutely. Although you've got to hit me with some more scoops when you come on here. I need this 411. I need the information of what's going on here. I need to know what Michael Elgin is demanding he be served in catering and for craft services to show up at the show.
Did you ask for scoops or nudes? I wasn't sure there because I don't think I have any Michael Elgin nudes on me, Mike.
Well, we'll clear that up afterwards. I'm intrigued now a little bit. No, not at all.
AAWrestling.com, Mike. And definitely like on the Facebook and all the social media forums. And definitely check us out if you're in the greater Chicagoland or Illinois area because we're taking over, baby.
And yeah, you are taking over. WrestlingObserver.com is another place you need to go to, too. Don't forget about that place here as you go and take that over. But I'm Mike Sempervivi. I want to thank producer Scott. I want to thank Dr. Keith, I want to thank Dave Meltzer for being on, and I want to thank you for listening in as well. Brian Alvarez will be back tomorrow. This is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.